Hi, welcome to episode 2 of our Q&A series in the Uncaged podcast. Today, the question is regarding to angels, demons, ghosts, and UFOs. So let's just start out. Do aliens exist?
Ooh, we're starting with that. Wow. Okay. I would say definitely maybe, but probably not. But they might. How's that for an answer?
I don't think you can refute it.
You know, that's a kind of a fun one. Actually, this actually came up 2 weeks ago. I don't even know how, but men's Bible study, you know, it happens. So we're in the book of First John, but somehow aliens came up, so go figure. But you know, it's interesting because one guy who has some military background, and I mean pretty significant. He definitely came across very dogmatic that UFOs and aliens exist. It was almost like he said in a way like he has some information. You know, I don't know if he does, but well, it's interesting because another guy in the group really was like, oh no, they don't. And I mean, like, it wasn't, we didn't like really get into this in-depth conversation or anything like that. But it was sort of the vibe was, well, you know, as Christians and who believe in the Bible, then we don't believe that. Now, he didn't say that, so that's probably not fair. But you know, but I made a comment along the lines of why not? Why couldn't that be the case? I mean, I don't think that necessarily, just because, you know, the internet's not in the Bible, DNA isn't talked about in the Bible. You know, there's a lot of things not talked about in the Bible. We're not given the When we're given the Bible, we're not given a Bible that is intended to give us every answer to every question in life. You know, we're given the Bible to be able to know God, right? For him to reveal himself to us, for us to know how to walk like Jesus, and you know. So, but it doesn't answer every one of life's mysteries out there. You know, someday we'll go to heaven, we'll have the mind of Christ, we'll have perfect minds, and we'll know all those things. But you know, I don't think it necessarily discounts this. Let me just turn it on you, son. Like, are you a believer? Do you believe there are UFOs and, you know, alien life forms out there?
I'm probably more on the other side where, I mean, it depends on your definition of alien. So if you would ask me, is there just life out there somewhere? And if you determine life to be bacteria or something as basic as that, then I'd be like, yeah, sure, probably not. If you were to ask me if there's intelligent life out there, I would probably lean no.
This is from the son who believed in leprechauns until he was 13.
I've never seen that they're not real, so
Okay. You still believe in leprechauns? Okay, that's fair.
it's possible.
And you did go through a Bigfoot stage where you definitely thought Bigfoot was real.
I mean, that's just true. I
Oh,
mean,
okay.
if you don't think it's real, you need to wake up,
Okay,
but
so you believe in Bigfoot but not aliens.
yes.
There's some inconsistency, I think, in your thought process, but okay. I mean, you know, of course, a lot of these things that are being have been released recently with these different objects flying in the sky, you can't dispute that. They're definitely some type of unidentified, I mean, UFOs technically are just unidentified, right, flying objects, which of course do exist, but specifically, you know, for our conversation today, you know, are they flown by alien life forms? Like, are there aliens out there? And you know, I honestly, I'm like in the middle, really. That might surprise people. Like, I think there very well could be alien life form. But I'm certainly not like all in either, you know. But I guess my point though, as it relates to as Christians, is I don't think that it, if for some reason it was the case, why would that shipwreck our faith at all? Like, why would that? I mean, we were given the Bible, and God revealed, you know, in it that he's creator of all things, and that specifically mankind, humanity, he created in his image. And of course, the Bible is a book about the redemptive plan of God. And so we know that, in a sense, you could say we are the apple of his eye. You know, we are created in his image. Mm-hmm. You know, Psalms 8 talks about, you know, we're a little higher than the angelic beings. You know, we have stewardship over creation. Mm-hmm. You know, so that there might be some life form in all of these, you know, some other planet, which, again, as the telescopes that they're making become more and more, you know, can go farther and farther out. We just mm-hmm. realize that the universe is even, you know, bigger than we even imagined it to be.
Right.
And what's not to say that there are other type of life forms? That wouldn't shipwreck my faith at all. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little creepy and a little weird at first, or yeah. like, there was ever like a sighting of mm-hmm. it. But seriously, it wouldn't change the veracity of God's word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I mean, anytime they've ever discovered something out in space, it's done nothing but strengthen my faith in God and my appreciation for his creation. If there were beings like as smart as like a dog, like I feel like that'd be pretty easy for people to accept. But what do you think, it's possible that there would be intelligent life? Or
well, I mean, if you look at these UFOs that mm-hmm. they've been able to spot, I mean, pilots, like some of the best pilots in the world, mm-hmm. just like this is like beyond anything we've seen. Like,
yeah.
This is what they're able to do, these unidentified objects. That they have a new term for it now, but UFO is kind of the word we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if those are genuinely like connected to, you know, other life forms, then they're highly intelligent.
Right.
Really.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, with the capacity of what they're able to do.
Yeah. So. I think I'm more a skeptic and don't believe any of those videos.
Except for Bigfoot and leprechauns.
I mean, that was kind of more of a joke, but yeah, I don't know. I don't want to put a tinfoil hat on, but I don't believe a lot of things the government says. So when they release videos like that, I'm kind of just like, I don't know, take it with a grain of salt.
Well, I'll throw this one at you.
Yeah.
What if some of these sightings are physical manifestations of angels or demons?
I have heard that, not until pretty recently, but and that makes more sense to me than aliens personally. But I don't know, because I don't think it happens much anymore, but back in the early YouTube days, there'd be videos of a quote-unquote angel saving someone from a car crash or something like that, that people were pretty easily able to prove that it was fake. And the question was, like, how would an angel accidentally be on camera if they didn't know it, or that kind of thing. So I don't know. If that were the case, I don't think it would be an angel accidentally being caught on camera, but maybe a demon trying to lead people astray, if that was true.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's interesting. Book of Hebrews talks about you may be entertaining angels unaware. Now, there's some debate on the word that's there in the Greek language there in Hebrews, if that means messengers. Well, mm-hmm. It means messengers.
Right.
Does it mean messengers like maybe like a traveling evangelist that you mm-hmm. take in and, you know, I don't know, it doesn't seem to fit with unaware, like you're unaware that they're an evangelist.
Right.
I've heard that argument, but I mean, I've always taken that pretty literally, that it could be an angel. Because mm-hmm. angels certainly can take on some level of physical, a form that you can see.
Right.
I mean, they're spirit beings, so typically not,
mm-hmm.
but they certainly could. I mean, we have a lady in our church who just last week... she's not a weirdo. So if she's listening to this, I want to put that out there. She's not like out there.
Mm-hmm.
But she is convinced that she and her daughter have seen a ghost
mm-hmm.
On multiple occasions at their mm-hmm. house. So to kind of now morph into like ghosts. Which again, you have various degrees of, you have some that believe, some don't.
Right.
But I think we like just to be biblically accurate,
mm-hmm.
which is important.
Right.
You know, a lot of what, when we say ghosts, right, in our world today,
yeah,
we mean like someone from the dead who's mm-hmm. like come back and, yeah. You know, and so like, I don't think there's any biblical support for that. You know, again, Hebrews, book of Hebrews says that, you know, I think Hebrews 9 says that we are destined to die once and after that to face judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And so post death and resurrection of Christ, yeah. right? You know, it is like when you die, your soul goes into heaven or to hell. Now, we know in time, you know, that it's a temporary hell until the new heavens, new earth, and the lake of fire for those that don't know Christ. But, like, you die, and your soul immediately, right, stands in judgment, and you either go to heaven or hell. And so that doesn't seem consistent. Like, if ghosts, these you know, appearances or whatever,
mm-hmm.
These ghostly-like figures, it wouldn't seem consistent that that would be someone coming back from the dead.
Right.
But I have no problem believing, like, certainly not dogmatically, but I would have no problem with there being, like, a demonic figure who took on, again, that they are spirit beings,
mm-hmm.
but they can manifest some type of physical appearance to them. Of doing that because they masquerade as light, scripture talks about, and mm-hmm. we have examples from scripture where the demonic is used to, you know, for there to be this kind of a appearance,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, you know, I think ghost as defined today is like, you know, people from the dead coming back.
Right.
I mean, now we do have, of course, the transfiguration
mm-hmm.
in Matthew.
It's true.
Of Moses, Elijah with Jesus, but I think there's a uniqueness to that story, and again, I think post death resurrection of Christ, the teachings are clear
mm-hmm.
that you embrace Christ, you go to heaven when you die. If you don't, you go to hell. So I, you know, so you have some interesting stories in Scripture certainly to look at.
Right.
So I don't even know what point I'm making. But all that to say, like, that doesn't freak me out or hurt my faith at all. If there is like somehow there was a genuine ghost sighting or whatever,
yeah.
It wouldn't be a person from the dead. That's right. Consistent scripture.
Yeah.
But it could be
right.
Could be an evil spirit to mm. some type of, and could even appear as a person
mm-hmm.
that has died. So
yeah.
I think there's some options. I think, I guess with this podcast, you know, it's kind of fun,
mm.
but also I think there's a, don't put God in a box. Don't put, you know, life in a, you know, Christianity and God in a box where, oh, that could never happen.
Right.
You know, yeah. And again, I'm not saying there's aliens. I'm not saying there's ghosts, but I'm mm-hmm. saying like those things, those paranormal type of supernatural, or, you know, kind of
mm-hmm.
beyond the natural kind of world that we're used to. That there's a angelic, there is a spirit world, you know, there's spiritual warfare going on. So, I mean, to sometimes get glimpses into that
mm-hmm.
could certainly possibly happen. I mean, look at Elisha's servant, you know, in the Old Testament, where he was able to see a whole fiery angelic army
mm-hmm.
surrounding the enemies of God's people. You know, we have examples like that where it's happened, you right. know. But now those are, I'm not saying those were ghosts, those were mm-hmm. angels
yeah.
that became visible to the human eye,
mm-hmm.
at least in that particular moment in Scripture. So, yeah, supernatural, you know, the abnormal sightings of things, that mm-hmm. doesn't concern me, and it certainly doesn't wreck my faith in any way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if there's anything I could see on the internet that would wreck my faith, but maybe my faith in humanity. But yeah, so one of the examples in the Bible of not, it's very different from the Transfiguration, but kind of almost the same scenario is there's the story in, it's either 1 or 2 Samuel of when King Saul visits the a medium, is that what it's called? Yeah, the medium in Endor, and she, I really should have looked it up. She pulls, it's after Samuel died, so this is probably 2 Samuel, and she pulls like Samuel, and Samuel talks to Saul. What is? Sorry, I sprung that on you, but what was that about?
Yeah, you put me on the spot.
I did.
Oh, I'd have to go back and study the text, be honest with you. That's the funny thing about getting older. Like you learn more about the Bible, but you forget more, to be honest with you. Like I will forget and have to go back and restudy. The mind isn't quite as sharp as it was. But that was one of the stories I was thinking of too, where you at the very least have these very kind of abnormal that isn't normal. And it involves kind of, you know, whether it's black magic or some demonic influence. I mean, honestly, I'd go back and study the text, man.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, whatever the scenario was it actually Samuel? Was that not Samuel? Was that a demon pretending to be Samuel? Whatever it was, I think the takeaway there is that it was very sinful of Saul to try to contact the dead. So the details are definitely lost on us, but that was kind of the key takeaway of that story.
Well, and I mean that's very true today because there's mediums today, you know, witchcraft today, people trying to consult, you know, with the dead and all of those things that happen today, you know. And so I think there is some relevancy to that. I'm just a little fuzzy on the details of the story. I'd have to go back and restudy it. So maybe we'll do a part two, you know.
Yeah, that's
We'll
certainly
see.
that's certainly interesting.
Yeah. So I'll throw this out there. You have any, you know, I've been in ministry long enough where hear different angel stories. I shared 2 weeks ago about feeling demonic oppression when I was in Africa or South Africa in a very godless, evil town where I literally felt the physical manifestation of a demonic presence. In the town, our first night there, like I couldn't breathe, and this is back when I was skinny and in good shape. You know, that happens now where I can't breathe just because I'm out of shape. But I was in great shape, you know, and I was in my 30s, and it was like, but there's literally like this pressure on me, being pushed in me, and then all of these horrible thoughts started flooding my head about like, why am I a pastor? I'm not doing any good. Like all of these, like it was, you know, I'd never, I mean, I've obviously been tempted, but to have that level of demonic oppression that I felt, and found out that others felt the same. That first night there. So the next day we did a prayer walk. We prayed on every, we went down every street and prayed. And you know, and I have over the years, I have never been with someone that I know of that was demon possessed. You know, of course we have these images of like The Exorcist with the head spinning and,
Climbing on the
you know,
walls.
climbing on the walls and those kind of things. But as far as I can remember, I don't remember anyone that was aware of that was demon possessed. Definitely demonic influence. But for me personally, to experience that kind of demonic oppression, I remember that vividly. But I also remember, you know, we prayed by faith and God ended up doing a great ministry there. And so that was the closest thing that I've personally experienced to real demonic activity. Not the only time, but by the most obvious, where I was personally impacted deeply by that. And then the flip side, of course, is angelic. You know. Presence, you know, back in the 80s, 90s, like angels were like in Highway to Heaven TV show with, you know, with what's his name? The guy did Little House on the Prairie, Michael Landon.
Oh,
That's way before your time,
yeah,
son. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I saw Angels in the
Touched by an
Outfield.
Angel. I mean, you had all these angel shows, and there was actually quite a bit. I would say, you know, if you read Hebrews, I keep coming back to Hebrews for some reason, but Hebrews, especially the opening chapters, talk a lot about not worshiping angels. And boy, I'll tell you what, 80s, 90s, there's some borderline angel worship going on. But you know, there's a lot of emphasis about, you know, these people coming back as angels. Of course, you go farther back to like It's a Wonderful Life, and
yeah,
you know, the theme of that movie and some other movies. But yeah, so our, you know, your grandpa,
yeah,
my father-in-law, he had a story, and I wish I would have talked to him before we did this podcast to get the details right. But you know, he's not a spooky Christian, to say the least, right? Like he is, you know, grandpa. He's very, very conservative. I mean, theologically, and
he's Baptist.
Baptist. That is, if you're listening, that's not good. It's just a statement. So, yeah. So he'd probably be a little less towards kind of some of those.
Yeah.
So you know, maybe some of those. I mean, he obviously believes in angels.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so this is not someone that, you know, is really deep into, you know, demonology and angelology. Mm-hmm. And
right.
So, but yeah, but he, you know, the story was he was at a church and a guy came in, looked like he was kind of homeless or something.
Yeah.
Asked if he could have a drink of water. And my father-in-law said, yes. And he said, are you, something along the lines, are you preaching the word of God? Don't grow weary, keep preaching the word. And, you know, he's like, oh, okay, thank you. You know, whatever Grandpa said, you know. And the guy started walking down the hallway to leave. Mm-hmm. And Grandpa turned and then turned back and it was just gone. It was this long hallway, just gone. Like, what, no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if Grandpa definitively said that was an angel or not.
Yeah.
But certainly conversation was, you know, again, you may be entertaining angels unaware, according to Hebrews. If you see that as angels, which I tend to, you know, that could have very well been a visitation. I mean, who knows?
Right.
Sometimes I've had different people, especially Church on the Rock, a couple of different times. We've had people show up and just share. Even in our testimony time, sometimes we have a testimony time where I've shared something.
Yeah.
Oh, they were there then and never came back.
Hmm.
No, maybe they come back and they like
it. Right.
It's like, I mean, I've actually wondered, like, you know, could that have been a word of encouragement from an angel? I mean, again, I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying I'm not, you know, what do angels do? Well, they guard the throne of God, right? They're there to worship God. But Scripture also says that they're there to serve the believers, to minister to the believers. Yeah. We know they fight for the believers, Ephesians 6, but, you know, they also minister to the believers. And so it wouldn't shock me if we got to heaven someday and realized there were quite a few encounters with angels who took on some type of physical presence to encourage, to refresh the saints.
Yeah.
That would not be a surprise to me, not to say that.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yeah, that happened to me. Something like that happened to me, I think, at a previous church where this random guy I've never met before talked to me outside of the church after service, whatever. And I had just sprained my ankle, one of many ankle injuries, and he prayed for that and encouraged me with that. And then he also encouraged me with the youth ministry we were doing, stuff like that. And I've never seen him before since. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and here's the thing. I guess, you know, again, this is sort of a fun, just kind of a fun one to do. But I think the take home and the encouragement is, for me, is as the older I get, the less I want to put God in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And how God will never act in a way that's inconsistent with Scripture.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? But sometimes I think we make that box smaller. Mm-hmm. Because there's things outside of Scripture that can happen, and God can use means outside that, but never inconsistent with Scripture. And so the older I get, I think the more I want to be careful not put God in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Our God is a mysterious God.
Yeah.
All kinds of things he can use. And so we talk about, you know, UFOs and aliens and ghosts and angels and demons, you know, today. It's a reminder, you know, God is never going to act outside of Scripture, but or inconsistent with Scripture. But there's a lot out there that we don't know about, and we shouldn't be too dogmatic on those things that aren't clearly thus saith or the Lord, or thus saith not the Lord, right? So I think that's one of them. And there are different means in which God wants to encourage his believers. And angels is one of them. Scripture is clear. It's a little mysterious to us because we don't, you know, typically see angels that we're aware of.
Right.
Anyways, I don't know. What's kind of your take home from this discussion?
Yeah, I think the one thing that's super important with anything, angels, demons, ghosts, UFOs, whatever, like you said, not being dogmatic, because any time that you're speculating on something, you can't really afford to be dogmatic. For me, I think I don't know. And like, I obviously like want to know, cause I want to know the truth, but I'm also pretty like angels, demons, ghosts, UFOs, agnostic on a lot of things. Where
you don't believe in demons and angels?
No. I said agnostic, not. I said I. Sorry, more. This is more ghosts and UFOs, not angels and demons. Where we're like, okay.
good catch. That you're not a heretic.
Yeah, good catch. I am ghosts and UFOs agnostic.
Where, but angels, demons, Bigfoot, and leprechauns.
Yeah, those are for sure true. Okay, yes, angels, demons, Bigfoot, and leprechaun for sure. Yeah. Those are true.
Good.
Ghosts and UFOs agnostic. Where I don't. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
it could be like,
right.
I don't know, but I think the most important thing, and I include all four of these now, is you can't let experience trump what God's word says. Because if you believe God's word is, it's without error, that it's totally true, then you have to, it's really part of faith is put that over your experience, because stuff like, you know, quote unquote ghost sightings, these kind of things, well, these are usually in scenarios where like, your adrenaline's really high. You're kind of freaking out. For some reason, they always happen in the dark. So, like, those kind of things. Like, if you were all like walking in the dark, and you saw like and like some like big noise happened next to you, and there's a group of four people would have four different like testimonies about what just happened. So yes, I do think angels and demons are obviously real in these encounters. I'm not saying are fake, but like you can't put experience over what the Bible says.
Correct.
Because human memory and human experience is just unreliable to a point.
Correct.
All right. Do you have
good stuff?
Yeah. Do you have any closing thoughts?
No, I'm good.
All right. Next week, I have a 2-hour solo pod about Bigfoot coming up for you guys.
Oh,
so.
Riveting.
Yep. I need to use the church money to fly to the Pacific Northwest. I hope that's fine.
Follow up.
Yeah.
On some Elvis sightings.
Mm.
Yeah. He's in Kalamazoo.
I saw he was in the theaters like last summer. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it was a movie. Starring Austin Butler.
Really?
What do you
mean with that?
Wow. Okay. Well, as always, thank you for tuning in. We love just having this ministry to support you guys, answer your questions. And if you guys have any questions that you want answered, submit it through our social medias on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, send an email, go to our website, whatever. But thank you guys for your support. We really appreciate it.
We'll answer them. They might not be good answers, but we'll answer them.